Yeah, Michael is in a sitch.
Can I read the note?
Well, don't read the note yet. Let's set this whole thing up, because I don't know how much of this is Mike doing what Mike does, where he reads into things and finds meaning in things that the meaning isn't really there.
Mike's permanently on a peyote trip.
He just always tends to take what someone says or the way they say something. And we've seen it happen a million times he takes it like that one step further. We're all sitting there going, I don't know.
Mike, you want anything from the break room?
What, I can't get something from the f***ing break room? Like, I'm not capable? Like, my legs don't work?
So I don't know. But go ahead and set it up. There's a problem at the Anderson compound.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got a new neighbor.
Yeah, which I didn't even know until this occurrence over the weekend. I'm in my apartment getting ready to sit down and eat some corn grits.
Shout out corn grits.
Cheddar flavor. Corn grits.
What are corn grits? Is that just regular grits?
Great. No, they're Quaker Oats instant corn grits. Delicious. Great complex carbohydrate.
One of my favorite comments from a friend I ever heard is he was watching two fat lesbians kiss upstairs at Angel's Rock Bar, and he said it looked like two trout fighting over the same piece of corn. Oh.
So I'm sitting down, and all of a sudden I hear the doorbell ring, and I'm like, oh, God, it's one of these dumb kids doing their stupid newspaper scam, trying to sell me magazines or something for their football team to get uniforms.
We're trying to go to state, mister.
So I go to the door and I pull back the peephole and I don't see anybody. So I'm like, all right, F you. If you're gonna step to the side of the door so I can't see you, I'm not even responding. So I sit back down, I start eating, and it rings again. I'm like, all right, mother effer.
Oh.
So I go to the door again and I'm like, who's there?
Oh, you shout through the door.
No answer.
Whoa, what?
Sorry, I'm
so
like,
they're hiding from the peephole and not answering.
Yeah, I'm like,
weird behavior to begin with. Okay, super so weird. I'm on Anderson's side right now. I'm on your side. This is weird.
You're about to get rolled.
I sit back down again. I'm like, F this person. I'm not even acknowledging them. I'm not opening the door. Like a minute goes by. I'm eating my grits. Rings again. At this point, I'm like, F this. I got instantly pissed off, like enraged that I'm like being intimidated in my own home. So yeah, I grab a self-defense weapon, and I go out of my porch door.
Super weird.
Just in case.
What weapon do you grab?
What'd you have?
Oh, I don't want to say which weapon.
Why? Tell us.
You want to call your shot just in case there's a second home invasion?
Was it a sword?
Laser?
Just a baton.
Baton?
Nothing crazy. I didn't walk out there with a handgun or anything.
You mean like the kind they use in marching bands?
Is it an expanding baton?
Yeah, the riot police would use
it. Yeah, that's what I have. I have one of those.
Those things are great.
Get some.
So I walk outside through the porch door, and I go up the steps, and I open the door, and you have to go down steps to get to my apartment. So I like come flying up the steps, go to the door, and I'm like standing above this person. And
wait, so you went out your screen door over your porch fence, because I know how this works, and then you went down around to the left, opened the main door, and what is that called? Where you go around the back?
Like the fire escape?
No, he...
You flanked her around the back of her hand, and I had the high ground at that point too.
So you didn't open your apartment door. You went out your ding door, came back around, flanked around the back of her, and then you were standing over her.
At this point, I didn't know who was out there.
Don't ever get a gun, because you're going to place it to the aisle
so many times, and it's
going to go off, and you're going to blow a pizza delivery guy's head off.
And how does she react to that? Like, wait a minute,
she was taken aback for sure.
Yeah, but there's a transsexual with a baton standing at the top of the steps gazing down at me.
For all I knew, it was some dude just waiting for me to open the door, and then he was going to punch me in the face, because I couldn't see them and they weren't responding. So you were
getting ready to attack.
And I was pissed.
And wait, are you holding a baton at this point?
No, it was just in my pocket. I wasn't wielding it or anything.
Okay, you were holding it like menacingly?
So
who sent you?
Yeah.
What do you want? How have you come to be here?
Confused, and she's like,
nope. Yeah, she's confused because she's knocking on one door, and then she turns around and you're standing behind her.
That's right, baby.
Jesus,
and she's like,
man.
Do you live here? And I'm like,
wait,
oh.
So this is a huge, this, Mike, the way she reacts has a lot to do with, I think, what you did. Because You snuck up on her from behind.
If you ask who's there, she could have said my neighbor.
But when you told us the story yesterday, we knew nothing about the flanking and the weapons and the high ground. We thought you opened the door like there was a brownie out front looking to raise money for the local jamboree coming up at the end of the month. I had no idea.
You know how paranoid I am of being
murdered. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Mike constantly thinks he's going to be murdered by everyone.
It's going to be a little tougher than knocking on my door, I'll tell you that much. So she's like, oh, do you live here? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, I live right next door to you. And I'm like, oh. And at that point, I'm like, I felt like a complete a-hole idiot. And I'm like, crap. God, this is the worst way to meet my neighbor, my brand new freaking
neighbor.
Exactly.
And you're Mr. like, oh, you don't say hi to your neighbors. You're not cordial to your neighbors. You're flanking your neighbor with a baton.
I immediately was like, oh, I'm Mike. It's nice to meet you. I went and shook
my hand. Welcome to the Anderson Complex.
And she's a small, attractive girl. And she's
you're an idiot.
Oh, no.
I got a package, but it's gone. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. She's like, do you know what happened? Or have you seen it? And I was like, no, I'm... And for whatever reason, I got... I don't know if it was the adrenaline or what, but I got, like, super nervous and anxious. And it was weird. I got really nervous around her. And she was, like, very intense, too. She was, like, kind of like... You could tell she was pissed.
Was she in a power stance? Was she gazing at you?
Yeah, it was like that kind of stance you'd use with your toddler if they, you know, did something bad.
Did your hand at any point float to the weapon in your back pocket?
No, at this point, like I said, I'm kind of like taken aback and I'm embarrassed and I'm anxious and nervous, oddly nervous. And she continues this line of questioning about the package. And I'm like, sometimes they leave it on the porch. She's like, no, I checked. It's not there. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I haven't even really been around much this weekend, which was a complete lie. I'd been there the entire time. And now I'm like, and as I said that, I'm like,
Mike, your argument is falling apart.
I completely
corn grits all weekend.
You ambushed
her,
and now you're lying to her, and
full
you're
of corn,
mumbling, and you're nervous.
Yeah,
and you're
I'm thinking, and as I'm getting nervous, I'm like, she's probably thinking I'm nervous because I stole the package, and it's like a feedback loop, and I get more and more nervous, and I'm like. Thinking, oh, great. Now she definitely thinks I stole the freaking package. And then she's asking me about the neighbors. Do you know these people? And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're all good people. How do you know? No one would steal packages. I get packages all the time.
In this neighborhood, you know, the apartment complex where someone threw a chunk of mortar through my window? Nothing bad happens around these parts.
Yeah, I will say, but I've never had a package stolen. I've never heard of anything like that happening at this complex.
You've just had bricks thrown through your window.
And, like, she won't end the conversation. She keeps, like, pushing her agenda.
I don't think she was pushing the agenda. I think she was just trying to gather information as to what might have happened.
Even knocked my door to ask me about the package would insinuate that she thought that maybe I took it for whatever reason. Mm. Why else would she ask me? It's like,
did she say what was in the package?
It was a big package, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, I haven't seen a package.
The fact that she knocked on your door, you take that to that means that she's accusing you.
If you had a package go missing, would you start knocking on your neighbor's door?
Yeah, just be like, hey, have you seen anything? Did you see anybody? Maybe she was just trying to gather some information.
I keep it.
Why do you always take it to that she's accusing you? That's my point. You go two or three steps.
Step with her leaving, the next day, I go outside and look at the bulletin board outside the door, and there's a note there written by her.
How about after sports, we read the notes?
Okay.
After sports, coming up with Keith, we will read the notes.
Ambush Anderson.
It was a very accusatory tone.
Mm-hmm. Ambush Anderson over there.
Flanking Anderson.
Was not nice at
all. Baton Anderson.
Coming up after sports.
I was wondering, Keith, a hypothetical here for you.
Yeah, pudding.
You order a package. It says it's been delivered. You go outside. It's not there. First course of action. What do you do?
First course of action is call the company where it was delivered from.
That's very logical.
Like, if you mean like FedEx, UPS, or whatever?
Right.
Yeah, call.
You're not giving the whole scenario, Mike. You can't.
Somebody stole your package.
You can't tweak things to fit your agenda all the time.
That's what happened.
You live in an apartment building, and there's three or four apartments that are very close. You've just moved in, and you got a new package, and you're
somebody
new to the area.
It.
You don't know how things work there. Your email says the package was delivered. It's not there. What do you do?
You knock on the door and say, "Give me my package, man."
Now, when you tailor the exact situation, Mike,
in there
you
go,
see how the response is different.
Why would you not contact the carrier first?
How do you know she didn't?
How do you know she didn't?
Secondly, this was on Labor Day.
Okay.
I wanted to be like,
okay, well, now you're...
Let's role play.
Now you're just... Yeah, you got to role play. Exactly. Let's do it, Mike. You can't just tailor your little argument.
Hand me the Astro Glass.
I'm the guy from UPS. Yes, Mr. Anderson, the package was delivered at 8:19 a.m. by Mr. Stephen Johnson.
And now what do you do?
So the ball's in your court. So now what do you do?
Now the ball's in your court. So what do you do? You go knock on the knee.
Knock on the door and
say,
did you guys see a package out front?
You say, oh, yeah, I did see. You can, Mike, if she knocks on your door and says, did you see a package? How does she not know that you're not going to go, oh, yeah, I did see it. It was here earlier. That was probably around 2 o'clock, and it was sitting there. So I saw it. It was here at 2 o'clock. Maybe she's going to get some intel. She's just looking for intel, dude. Not accusing you of stealing,
you
were
stealing.
Yeah, she came
to
my door.
No, Mike thinks she is.
Oh, she was.
Because he's a psycho.
Because there was a tone, and there was an energy.
And there was a power stance in the way she glared at him.
She glared at me.
And Mike grabs himself a baton.
You're neurotic.
He crawls around the side of the entrance. He doesn't go through his own door. He flanks her. Gets to the top of a set of stairs and then asks what
she
needs.
Surprises her from behind.
Surprises her.
Sneak attacks.
Comes up on her
six. Can I help you?
Out of the tall grass. Is anybody there?
Did you ask what the package was?
No, I didn't. But I only did that. I only flanked her because...
She knocked three times. She was hiding from the peephole.
She didn't answer
when you yelled through the door, which is all weird.
Yeah, very odd behavior.
Very odd behavior.
This is a weird situation. I didn't want to risk any bodily harm, so I made sure I was in the power position.
Mike, can I share a power position with you that I was talking to you about off air? Power bottom Anderson. I've pulled a similar maneuver when I get a long unknowing knock at my door. I'm not comfortable saying how many times, but it's been more than five, that someone has knocked on the door. I don't have an eye hole in my door.
Peek out the window? What do you do?
No, I have to go all the way up. I have to look. If it's late at night, there have been more times than I care to announce that whoever has been on the other side of the door did not realize that the man on the inside of the door was holding an AR-15.
No.
Just in case. And I'll just can I help you? I'll be out this side of the door.
Yeah, you'll be like
but
this.
But this arm over here. This arm over here. I've got an AR. Can I help you?
Yeah,
hey, son, your neighbors are getting their roof redone. Like, oh, okay.
I mean, that's how most home invasions begin. They check to make sure you're not there.
So, Mike, maybe she was just hitting on you.
That's also a possibility.
Yeah, no, his brain doesn't go to that.
No chance. No chance.
She wasn't interested in me in the least. I could tell.
Keith Mills, anything else?
She knows you're the man from 98 Rock. That's what she knows.
Does not know that.
I'm good.
Keith, we'll talk to you again 8 o'clock hour.
410-338-1098. 410-338-1098. Mike had three knocks at his door. Couldn't see through the peephole. Person didn't respond. He hops over his balcony, runs around the back of the backside with a baton. Turns out it's his new neighbor, a small, attractive little woman, inquiring about a package that has gone missing.
Yeah. She drilled me. I'm out there for like 2 minutes being questioned by I felt like I was accosted by police.
I would love to see security footage. And if we all sat down, what are the chances if we sat and watched footage of this that we would consider it a drilling?
Oh, definitely.
Justin, look at me. What are the chances?
Like I would say like 10%. Like, have you seen my package? No.
If you're on live,
if you happen to see anything, just let me know.
That's probably okay. What it was.
This was probably grilling me.
This is the exact body language I was dealing with. Get the live wire.
Well, you just surprised her from behind.
She's sassy. Yeah,
you went up around the back of her.
Yeah, I diffused that by, like I said, introducing myself and apologizing. I said I didn't know who you were because I couldn't see through the peephole, so I was afraid.
With a weapon.
But again, she drilled me.
And then you leave your apartment yesterday or whatever day, and then there's a note left. What is the note? What is the note on the bulletin board?
Yesterday, there's a bulletin board in my lobby.
Right in that little vestibule lobby thing.
Yeah, there's a note there. Let me pull it up here.
I'm looking right at it.
You want to read it?
Oh, you tweeted it? Oh, damn.
Here it is.
Yeah, if you want to see it.
JSS98
You're not doing yourself
Rock.
Any favors. If she finds out who you are.
Good. I hope she does.
The letter reads on the community bulletin board, hey, kindly return my package that was taken from my front door. I appreciate you keeping it for me. Thanks, apartment. P.S. You don't need it. You don't need it.
So I will say she has already now taken it to the point where...
It's a catheter.
It's been stolen. She's made up her mind.
Right.
I think she was already had her mind made up. Maybe she was accusing you.
What if she's
I don't know.
She's no, insane.
Was she just getting intel or fact-finding, or was she already just... It seems like she jumped real quick to,
if she
this was stolen, I'm going to start accusing people.
She could have
back up.
Yeah, I said no, I didn't see anything. She could have ended it right there.
She'd never reach out to shake your hand. Hi, I'm new to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, she could have started there.
Not ingratiating herself, because she's probably had this conversation, similar tone, with multiple other neighbors. Have you thought about asking a third neighbor... Hey, did you run into the lady from apartment about the package? Oh, yeah. Oh, and she was really accusatory.
Yeah,
and try and gain allies. That's what I do. I surround myself with like-minded individuals.
Everybody in that building's great, too. Super nice. I love them all. It's like, I know none of them would steal a freaking package.
And here's the
from
other thing.
Neighbor.
It's like a little protected. You got to go in through a door. You can go down some steps or up some steps. And
Morning,
there's apartments.
Mike.
How many apartments are in there? Eight or four? Or?
I think... 12.
It's a hive.
Well, either way, it's not out in the open. So the package was inside a door, down next to her door. It's kind of, because in the city, if I were to come home and see a package at one of my neighbor's houses, I would immediately walk over, pick up the package, and just put it in my house.
Don't touch it!
Because they get stolen all the time. And then I would, you know, wait till later in the evening when I knew they were home or something and just go knock and go, hey, I grabbed your package for you. I didn't want to get stolen. They'd be like, oh, thank you. So, but in this case, it's not like that. The package isn't sitting out on a front step.
Yeah.
So nobody would need to take the package and put it into their apartment for safekeeping, right?
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody complaining about stolen packages in this building. Not to say it can't happen, but I see these packages sitting outside of doors all the time and nobody screws with them.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I know exactly what happened. There's something we're overlooking. She's a new resident of the apartment complex, right?
It got sent to her old place.
Jackpot.
It
got sent to your old place.
Yep.
When I moved,
she's gonna see. You're gonna feel like a real idiot,
like a dumb dumb.
You're gonna feel like a dumb dumb in about 3 days
when you're giving Mike the old hairy eyeball.
And you apologize to Mike.
You give him smooches.
Here's an update. My girlfriend texted me this morning.
Oh,
the note's gone.
Oh,
so she got the package. See, I want you to apologize to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it was Labor Day weekend, and I'm thinking, you know,
probably got delayed.
They probably went to the post office. They probably screwed up when they scanned it, and it accidentally said it was actually delivered. I'm like, no one's delivering packages this weekend. I don't care if it says it's been delivered.
Yeah, this is on her.
Nobody's out this weekend.
Mike, I apologize to you as well.
I feel bad.
I do think maybe you are a little neurotic. And you do.
You think everyone's going to murder you.
You do think everyone's going to murder you.
At all
times. You do think everyone's accusing you, and you do think everyone's slighting you.
Sure.
But that's just your neurotic nature.
But again,
I'm just super
safe. I guess going to the door is not that odd, but again, she wouldn't drop it. And I'm just like, look, this isn't some sort of conspiracy here.
Bitch, my corn grits is getting cold.
I know. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Had a haircut, she wouldn't have been so accused of it.
Yeah,
I think your look doesn't do you any favors.
I have been accused of being a terrorist on multiple occasions. Or looking like one, at
looking
least.
Looking like one now? We got to get this person on the phone.
Time to get that person on the phone!
What's the over-under on you being able to reach out and get her on with us?
No. Or at least get her on. That would be a 10.
That'd be amazing.
But can you do this? Can you make me this promise? When you get home later today, maybe this evening when you know she's around, just walk over and knock on her door and just being like, hey, I noticed the note was gone. I was just wondering whatever happened with your package.
Follow up.
Just follow up.
I'm going to try to catch
be too
her
helpful.
Coming or going.
Be way too helpful.
Be like, hey, sorry, you know, I don't know if, you know, our interaction earlier in the week was a little weird, but I saw the note, now the note's gone, and I was just curious, whatever happened with that whole thing.
Double down.
And you can also be like, because I get a lot of packages delivered here, too, and I don't want some of mine starting to go missing, so I was just wondering, maybe we got a package thief, or did you find a package?
It got me worried.
Yeah, yes.
It's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You've shown a light on it.
And then figure out what happened.
I want to know what this package is, too.
It's got to be real important. It's like heart medicine.
She told me, she's like, it's a really big package.
Is it?
You would have seen it. Like, okay,
bake a tray of brownies. Bring over the brownies.
Too much.
But have the brownies all look like little packages. Have them all look like little UPS packages.